Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, September 4th. Hi, Burns.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and so are the Cowboys after week one of the college football season.
I should say we had a great afternoon at Reliance Stadium, beat those Mississippi State Bulldogs with their cowbells, which my ears are still ringing from all those cowbells. I had kind of a slow start, but the Cowboys really got it going late in the first half and certainly the second half, and I was very proud of them. Came away with a great victory over a strong SEC team.
Well, let's turn to academics, Burns, and talk a little bit about OSU's international connection. And let's start with the students there. Among the number of record enrollees are more than 2,000 international students.
That's right. They make up about 7.5% of our student body overall. And the enrollment, international enrollment, is up 10% from a year ago. And these students come from over 122 countries. Most, of course, are from India and China, which have the largest populations. But, you know, OSU has a long and very successful history in international relationships. It kind of started or really got accelerated under President Harry Truman, who was a good friend of Henry Bennett, the president of OSU at that time. Truman thought that American universities should share their research and their knowledge with developing countries primarily. Today the program is called USAID, but at that time the Point Four program, as it was called, did just that. And in fact, tragically, President Bennett and his wife were killed in a plane crash in Iran on a Point Four mission. Well, ever since then, we've had lots of engagements around the world, and a lot of these students come here. They go back to their countries. A number of them have been very successful, both in business and in government. We were just in India in March, and, for example, in the Silicon Valley area of India, which is the southern part, the Secretary of Science and Technology is an OSU grad, and one of the so-called game changers in the book The Game Changers was one of our PhD graduates who had the idea of doing computing work for American companies in India. And, of course, now, as he kiddingly told me, he said, I go to Silicon Valley in California and all I see are Indians over here, all I see are Americans now. But our students study abroad actively, and of course these international students come here, and it's a great opportunity for our students to get involved real time in the global economy.
And Burns, I understand you met with an international delegation this week, and this was from China, I believe.
That's right. Southwest Jiantong University, which is in Chengdu. Chengdu is a huge city, of course. You might know Chengdu is the home of the pandas. That's where you see most of the pandas that are in China. And this is a great university. Ann and I visited the campus there and met the president and a lot of his staff, and they have come here with a delegation to learn more about our operations and our planning and how we serve our students. As I mentioned, our Chinese student enrollment has been growing, is actually the second largest country represented on our campus, and we are developing initiatives and agreements that will bring even more Chinese students here and enable our students to actually study in China. So these are very beneficial relationships to both institutions and, I think, both countries.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.